This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a 15-year veteran and three-time champion, subscribe to my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week where we take you through the ins and outs of the association's top storylines, as well as breaking news and so much more. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Think about the position they were in. They were both equally as effective in their rookie year. One guy is healthy, played in the system the entire year, has a similar pedigree from where he was drafted, technically a higher pedigree from where he was drafted than Rashee Rice. He's picking 40 picks earlier than he was before. He possesses an elite level skill that is speed. They obviously used him in some of those routes before. I'd always kind of viewed it as, oh, he was going to be the Devontae Smith and maybe Rashee Rice could turn into A.J. Brown. But the more I'm thinking about this offseason, I think it's reversed. I think we should be thinking about what Xavier Worthy looks like as the number one target weapon in the offense. The suspension's only going to add to this. But for this offseason, that's kind of how I'm starting to view wide receiver.
I'm not there yet. There's no question the suspension potential is going to either way make it feel that way. If he's out the first 6 weeks of the season, it's going to be hard not to think somebody else is the number one receiver. You got to be on the field. And then you couple with the injury. But I'll remind everybody this time, or maybe not this time, I can't remember when everything went down last summer, I guess it was. This time last year, they hadn't drafted Worthy and everything. We hadn't seen the off-the-field incident or everything like that. And it was like clear he was the number one wide receiver. I still think he is that, but I understand it's going to be hard to imagine that if one of the guys is not even available for the first quarter of the season or quarter
and
half.
And Xavier Worthy essentially did what he did in his rookie year by becoming the number one wide receiver around 9, 10, week 11, whatever it was.
I don't want us to forget, though, how good Rashee Rice was when he was on the field, both last year and, heck, the first 3.5 games of this season and what he was doing out on that football field.
Some big numbers.
You know, so the beautiful thing is whoever's your number two, right? Like the gap between one and two is as narrow as it's been in a long time in Kansas City between the two wide receivers. And not because they don't have a one, but because they have two legit guys at the wide receiver spot. We really haven't seen that in a while. So I still would say Rice is the one, but I totally get what you're saying. And a lot of it is off the field stuff. You know, it's not based on performance. It's based off of the legal and then health. And I think nowadays guys come back from ACL injuries. Like, I'm not worried that he's just not going to be the same player. I'm not. It's more like next year, are we going to be only seeing eight games or nine games of Rashee Rice? We don't know.
Well, and some of it is the leap that we saw in Rashee Rice to start last year, the beginning of the season. Why can't Worthy take that same leap? Again, highly drafted, highly thought of player. And I get it. Like, I'm looking at he got hurt in game four and barely played. It was like in the first quarter or whatever.
That Chargers, the interception.
That Chargers game.
That one's still the what if there, but anyway.
His three games before that were 7 catches for 103 yards, 5 catches for 75 and a touchdown, 12 for 110 and a touchdown.
I still think he's the one.
And then he got hurt before the season started. If you think he's 1-2, and I know it's like way too early about this, what are the expectations for yardage total per game, though? Because we can't even do season, right? Like, is he a 70-yard per game guy next year when he comes back
Mahomes
immediately?
Is getting protected? As in, are there opportunities down the field? Because we all know this all comes back to offensive line protection for Patrick Mahomes. You know, as much as we can say, hey, do you have guys that can get separation? And Worthy clearly can. Rice can when he's on the field. That was something they lacked at times last year. And if you're going to have that and you need some time to get open too, you need to have better protection. And I'll go back to the running back stuff, the explosive running back that I think they need to go out and find this offseason, probably through the draft, so that you're not using, like, I know the short passing can be an extension of the run game kind of thing. I get it. They're big on that. But if you have a better running game, you're not having to just do the quick little 1 yard pass and hope that there's yards after the catch kind of wide receiver screen or short passing game.
I think this is why I so desperately want them to, instead of like going back to the veteran market, and I understand the appeal, but if we already think Rashee Rice developed into a number one guy or Worthy is working towards that, right? Like I'm telling you, maybe we should look at him as the number one guy next year. Taking a third guy in the draft interests me more than the vet. Because if these guys can already do that, three guys all on rookie deals who look like the goods. Like, let's just say I saw some rumors that Luther Burden's falling out of the first round. Let's just say Burden gets taken at 31. Like, you can't talk me out of a wide receiver unit that doesn't include those three guys and kind of goes into the season looking that way, because it becomes infinitely more fascinating to me if you do that instead of the veteran thing. I get why a team goes veteran when, and again, this is why you like kind of get mad at Rashee. You're like, you idiot. Like, you can't help the injury, but why were you speed racing through the middle of the Texas highways? This whole conversation changes if you don't get in this massive legal trouble because of that. And yeah, I continue to try to do research on where any of that is in the process. You can see that he has a court date this summer for the civil part of this. No idea when any of the criminal stuff's taking place. No idea when any of the suspensions will take place or how hard the NFL will go on it or anything. We're just left in limbo, not knowing anything about where he might be. That's another reason why I think, you know, Worthy could very well just snatch the crown, right? Like, if you're not playing and he was playing like a number one target weapon before, well, all he's got to do is come into next season and do some of the things Worthy was doing. Start being a 7-8 catch guy, 9 catch guy, instead of 5-6 catches, which is exactly what Rashee Rice did from year 1 to year 2. Like, that's the identical path he took. Now, I'd say he was probably more of a catch guy late in the season than Worthy was, but there was also more competition, I think, at wide receiver for Worthy than there was for Rashee Rice last year when he was competing against nobody.